Welcome to another episode of Debt Review with Dummies. And by dummies, we refer to your hosts. I am Corey, the dummiest dummy.
And I'm Zach. I'm so dumb that I thought cash flow was when you put your money in the river.
Zach, what is Debt Review with Dummies?
Corey, it's a podcast all about debt review, and we love debt review. We think it's great, and we love to speak to people who've been through debt review or people who are working in the industry.
Yeah, and today we're very excited to have one of the winners of the Debt Review Awards. Dylan, thank you very much for joining us. Look, the poor guys on the stage, they butchered your surname. So I think for everybody's clearance, can you just give us your surname the way it should be pronounced, and then we can take it from there?
There's many opinions, but I grew up with the pronunciation as Fleischmann.
Thank you very much. So for those next time when they name your name as a winner, which you did this year, congratulations, it's Fleischmann. And then, yeah, please let us know, how did it feel to be nominated first, before we even get to the award? How did it feel to be nominated?
It was a great honor to be, and a privilege to be nominated. It's good to know that my hard work is recognized and appreciated in the field or in the industry.
Yeah, I think it's so important. Of course, there's practices of different sizes across the country, you know, so some are smaller, some are massive, but it's just nice to know that, hey, wow, the banks, the credit providers, all those people that we deal with all the time, they actually do pay attention when I do good work. So yeah, I agree. Very nice. Now, so we want to know, all right, so if somebody's going to win one of these awards and be an award-winning debt counselor like yourself, how is that practice, that company, that debt counselor, how are they different from others out there in South Africa?
So I think award-winning debt counselors should be a dedicated, ethical, reliable, meticulous person. And person should also have good people relations and truly want to help consumers to regain control of their finances. So that's a quick a summary of, and we don't often see that in the field of all the queries I get from consumers that applied over the phone with call centers and stuff. So the ethical side is a big thing.
No, we agree. We absolutely agree. That's what a debt counselor should be. It's completely ethical and trustworthy. So can we just, were you watching? I'm very curious. Were you watching? Because you unfortunately weren't there on the day, but were you watching the awards online?
I was watching it online in the office.
And then it comes that part of the show, and they start mentioning names. Were you thinking there's a chance? Were you thinking, yes, this is my year? What were you thinking?
I was hoping it was my year, and it was my year. I had a feeling, I had a feeling it's going to be my year, but I wasn't sure.
Can you give us an idea of what award you won this year?
I won the highest rated boutique debt counselor for 2025.
So if someone is looking for a boutique debt counselor to hang out with and help them with their things, they know who to phone. Okay, congratulations. That's very nice. Did you celebrate a little bit?
Yeah, I wasn't 100% sure I'm going to win it. So after the award ceremony, I went down to the Tops quickly, and I got a bottle of bubbly, and I celebrated with my wife and close friends at home after the ceremony.
That's fantastic. It really, really is great. It's lucky to always win, and for someone that we rate in the industry. So congratulations on your win, and keep up the great work, and thank you for being a pillar in the industry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all your time, effort going into the whole Debt Review Awards and the dummies and stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's so nice for people to have someone to look at and say, oh, I'm going to copy that guy because he knows what he's doing. You know, so I think that's a big part of what the awards is always for me. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting company. I must learn more about them. I must see how they do things. I want to be like them when I grow up and I get rid of my dummy's hat, you know. So well done, Dylan. That's very, very, very well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Always like it to chat to winners on the dummies. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I feel a little bit less dumb than when we started. It's cool to hang out with people who have been recognized for doing so well. Yeah, great interview today.
Thank you very much to you for your time. Thank you very much to the winner of the awards. And thank you to our listeners. And we'll see you on the next episode of Dead Review with Dummies.